Your Naam is the pain remover. This is the Bhajan Dukkha Bhanjan Atara Namaji on page 173. Meditate day and night, 8 watches. This is the knowledge of the perfect Satguru. The within in which Parabrahm dwells is the beautiful place. If you sing the qualities of God with your tongue, the stones of Yama will not come near you. With my understanding, I don't know how to serve you, nor do I know the ways of worship. The life of the world has your support, O my Agam Deep Satguru. When God becomes gracious, all the worries and problems go away. The hot wind does not affect, as Satguru himself protects. The Master is God, and the Gracious One is the Guru, and Master is the true Creator. When the Master is pleased, one gets all the things. Nanak sacrifices himself on such a one. Your Naam is the pain remover. Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev on page 173.
दुख पंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख पंजन तेरा नाम दुख पंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख पंजन तेरा नाम 8 पहरे आरा दिए पूरन सतगुरु ज्ञान 8 पहरे आरा दिए पूरन सतगुरु ज्ञान पूरन सतगुरु ज्ञान जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जित गट वसे पार ब्रह्म सोई सुहावा थान जित गट वसे पार ब्रह्म सोई सुहावा थान सोई सुहावा थान जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख पंजन तेरा नाम जम कंकर नेड़े न आवई रस न हर गुण गा जम कंकर नेड़े न आवई रस न हर गुण गाओ रस न हर गुण गाओ जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम सेवा सुरत ना जाने आरा सेवा सुरत ना जाने आरा जाने आराध जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम ओट तेरी जग जीवना मेरे सतगुरु अगम अगा ओट तेरी जग जीवना मेरे सतगुरु अगम अगाध सतगुरु अगम अगाध जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी दुख भंजन तेरा नाम पाए कृपाल गोसाइया नाठे सोग संताप भाई कृपाल गोसाइया नाठे सोग संताप नाठे ਰੱਖੇ ਸੋਗ ਸੰਤਾਪ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ। ਧਰਤੀ ਵਾਉ ਨਾ ਲਾ ਗਈ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਖੇ ਆਪ, ਧਰਤੀ ਵਾਉ ਨਾ ਲਾ ਗਈ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਖੇ ਆਪ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਖੇ ਆਪ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ। ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਰਾਇਣ ਦਾਇਸ ਗੁਰੂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਿਰਜਣਹਾਰ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਰਾਇਣ ਦਾਇਸ ਗੁਰੂ, ਗੁਰੂ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਿਰਜਣਹਾਰ, ਸੱਚਾ ਸਿਰਜਣਹਾਰ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ। ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਠੇ ਸਭ ਕਿਛ ਪਾਇਆ, ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਦ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ, ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਠੇ ਸਭ ਕਿਛ ਪਾਇਆ, ਜਨ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਦ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ, ਨਾਨਕ ਸਦ ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ ਜੀ, ਦੁੱਖ ਬੰਜਨ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਮ।
Meditate day and night, 8 watches. This is the knowledge of the perfect Satguru. The within in which Parabrahma dwells is the beautiful place. Your Naam is the pain remover. Tomorrow is the day in which Sanchi left the body for the final time, back in 1997. And I want to read a couple of things that he said toward the end of his life. But I also want to point out a very interesting thing that has been occurring to me lately, that the three masters, Sawan, Kripal, and Ajay, between them occupied the whole of the 20th century. That is, Baba Sawan Singh became the master in 1903, and Sanchi left the body in 1997. So the 3 years before and the 3 years after, but in between, 94 years, there was, you know, a master of the highest order, recognized by people all the world over, and who happily took on people all the world over and initiated many, many thousands of people. I call it the century of the giants, you know, and that doesn't mean that obviously there were masters before Sawan Singh, and there are and will be masters after Sanchi. Master Kripal prophesied that, you know, there will be more fragrant saints, I would say now. But still, there is something very unique about this particular period, which we were fortunate enough to be a part of. It seems worth commenting on. In any event, toward the end of that period, toward the very end of that period, in February 1997, the next to last group that went to SKA, and the last English-speaking group that went there. Very, very, very powerful time, which very large number of people attended. I keep finding more people who were there that I totally forgot had been there. During that period, Sanchi brought to a head many, many, many of the points and the motifs that the masters have been emphasizing all the century long. And I want to begin by reading sections of his talk, which he gave on February 10th, 1997, at the very beginning. This was the first satsang of that group. And he began, he made some introductory comments. Of course, Master Kripal's birthday had just happened. This was just 4 days after his birthday. And there had been a big celebration at Sanchi's ashram. in 16 PS in Rajasthan on that birthday. After he made his introductory remarks, he had Papu read out the message. It was published in the February 1997 Satnani, and which I read on Master's birthday last winter at the Bhandara. And then after reading of that message, which is a very great message in its own right, he had Gurmail sing this bhajan, which was brand new. We had never heard it before. We've heard it many times since, but this was the first time that we heard it. Oh, beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. I am lying at your door. I am standing with my hands stretched out. The eyes are thirsty. Make me have your darshan. Shower grace, O Lord. Take me across. O friend of the miserable ones, the ocean of compassion, how do you forget me? Showering grace, you liberated the saints. O Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced all those who came into your refuge. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pains. O Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. O Ajib, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. And then Gurmail finished the song and Sanchi said, dear ones, often in the satsang I have said that even though the great souls are already perfect when they come into this world, but still, in order to give the demonstration to us, the forgetful jivas, we see with our own eyes how they are struggling hard and how they are becoming the perfect ones. But they are already the perfect ones before they come into this world. And also I say this, that these souls are not affected by either richness or poverty. If they are born into a rich family, the richness or wealth there does not have any bad effect on them. It does not affect them, and also they don't mind if they are born into a poor family. So neither richness nor poverty has any effect on them. But they always feel that they are missing something until they reach their destination, until they reach that Satpurush, the burning lamp of spirituality. They always feel that something is lacking in them, that something is missing in them. For them also, the time is predetermined when they are supposed to go and meet with their master. Even though they themselves are the enlightened ones, but still, their time is predetermined. And when that appropriate predetermined time comes, they go to the master. And for them, it is a matter of just a few moments when they get the true enlightenment, because they are like dry gunpowder. As soon as they come in contact with the flame, they explode just like dry gunpowder. When they come to their master and they look into the eyes of the master, they realize that he is their old friend, and for them that is enough. When they come to the master just within moments, in the first exchange of glances, they understand that this is the master, and from here they have to receive the spirituality. Guru Nanak Sahib said that it has come in the experience of our meditation. There is one truth which was in the very beginning. Even before the beginning, that truth which is ever existent was present there. It never dies, it is never created. This is what we read in the beginning of the Japji, where it says that in the beginning the truth was there, now that truth prevails, and in the future also the same truth will prevail. That truth, that Almighty Lord, is not installed. It is not made by anybody. Don't understand that somebody can make that Almighty Lord or can install that Almighty Lord, or that he has any fixed amount of time when he can live. He doesn't have any fixed tenure of his work. He is always there. This is what Guru Nanak Sahib said, that he cannot be installed by anyone, he cannot be made by anyone. He himself is present there, and he is unaffected by the Maya. Dear ones, the Almighty Lord is like a vast ocean, and he has enlightened himself, and the soul is a drop of that big ocean. The Almighty Lord is like a big source of light, like a big sun, and our soul is a ray of that light. The relationship of the drop with the ocean is that they both are made of the same substance. As a ray of sunlight comes out from the sun, and they also are both made of the same substance, because the ray of the light comes out from the source of the light. The relation of a drop with the ocean is also the same. In the same way, God Almighty is an ocean, and the Satguru, the Master, is a wave of that ocean, and our soul is a drop of that ocean. But unless the soul, that drop, goes and surrenders herself to that wave of the ocean, how can she go back to her origin? Dear ones, when the water of the rivers, the rivulets, and the streams goes and falls into the ocean, can you differentiate afterwards which water came from which particular river or rivulet? All the water becomes the same. In the same way, suppose there is a lamp burning, and you go place some other lamp, some other source of light there. Can you differentiate? Can you tell which light belongs to which particular lamp? They all become the same. In the same way, when the drop of that vast ocean goes to the Satguru, goes to the wave of that ocean, and when the Satguru takes that soul back to her origin, can you differentiate? Can you say who is the master, who is the disciple, or who is God Almighty? They all become one and the same, because within all of them the same light is working. You would have read in the bhajan where it says that everyone looked at Master Kripal, but they all looked at him according to their own eyes, according to their own understanding. Those who looked at him with much love and faith, they were able to understand. They were able to recognize him. Dear ones, often I have said that whatever the Masters speak, they speak from what they have seen. Guru Nanak Sahib said, I have seen with my own eyes that my Master was making the souls get on the ship of Nam and was taking them across. Dear ones, this poor soul has also seen with his own eyes his beloved Master Kripal putting the souls on the ship and taking them across. So everyone looks at the Master, but they all have their own thoughts. They all have their own feelings. Guru Nanak Sahib says, one sees the reflection of God Almighty according to the feelings, according to the thoughts he has. The Masters are like a mirror. You know that when you look at the mirror, if you are laughing, you will see yourself laughing. If you are crying, you will be seen as the crying person. If you are black, you will be seen as black. Whatever thoughts you have, whatever feelings you have, you will see the image of yourself exactly the same way when you are looking in the mirror. Now, the mirror doesn't have any fault. It has not made you laugh or cry. It is only because of the way you are that you see the things in the mirror. The same is the condition here. The Master is like the example of that mirror. When we are sitting in front of him, whatever thoughts we have, whatever feelings or whatever devotion we have, when we look at the Master with those feelings, those thoughts, and that devotion, it all comes back to us in the same way. And we see the form of the Master like that. We see our own form when we are looking at the Master. This is my personal experience. What I have said in the bhajan, if anyone remembers the Master, he comes to him even without wearing his shoes. He runs towards the disciple whenever any disciple remembers him. The same thing happened to me. It is my personal experience, and that is why I have written this. Because you know that I was sitting in the remembrance of God Almighty from my very childhood, and I was missing him. I was yearning for him even though I had not seen him. I did not know who he was and where he lived. He was living 500 kilometers away from me. I did not even know his name. He did not even know my name. As I have said many times earlier, that I had neither met any critic of Master Kripal, nor had I met with anyone who would praise him in front of me. So I didn't have any idea. I didn't know him at all. But he knew, because he was all conscious, and he knew who was sitting in his remembrance. So he himself came to my home, traveling 500 kilometers. He first of all sent one of his dear ones to ask me to stay at home because he was going to come there. So when he came to my home by himself, how could I not recognize him? Because I had been sitting in his remembrance, waiting for him for ages and ages. From my childhood, I had been yearning for him. So how could you not recognize him for whom you had spent all your life? And as Master Kripal used to say, suppose your friend were to wear a different kind of clothes and come back to you, would you not recognize him? He himself used to say, of course, yes, you would recognize him because he is your friend. So that friend, whom I had lost a long time ago, when he came to me in a different form, how could I not recognize him? And at that time I said, oh, beloved Lord, my love with you, my relationship with you, my affection for you is very ancient, because it is not only of this lifetime, but it is from many previous births, from many previous lifetimes. So when you are sitting in some master's remembrance, and when that master comes to you, and when he gives any order, would you not do that? Would you not follow him? This was the reason that whatever he told me to do at that time, I was able to do that. He knew what was in my heart, and he knew how long I had been waiting for him, and how old is my love for him. But still I wrote this bhajan. I told him, oh, beloved Satguru Kripal, my love for you is very old. I have been in love with you forever and ever. So I'm skipping sections of the talk and picking up to at the end. Showering grace, you liberated the saints. Oh, Satguru, you have liberated even the sinners. Master Kripal Singh Ji used to say that the master is like a washerman. And just like the washerman accepts everyone's clothes, be it the clothes of a gentleman or an oil merchant or a baker or a mason, he always accepts everyone's clothes because he is confident about his skill. He knows that he will be able to clean all the clothes. In the same way as the master, whether one is a sinner or a virtuous person, all those who go to the master, he accepts them. He accepts them and cleans them. But the condition is that whatever we have done in the past, up until the time we meet with the Master, we should not do that again. From the time that we come to the Master onwards, we should not do the bad things which we used to do earlier. Poor Ajib tells the Master, O Lord, you have liberated the saints. You have liberated the virtuous people, and you have even liberated the great sinners. Now, if we had not made the mistakes, if we had not sinned, whom would you have forgiven? And how would people have called you as the forgiver? So now, when we have come to you with all our sins, please forgive us for all our faults. You ate the contaminated fruits of Shivri. You embraced everyone who came into your refuge. In the place called Pampasur, there were many great rishis and munis who used to live there, and they had many good ashrams, and they were proud of their ashrams. When Lord Rama went into exile, he went to that place called Pampasur. There was one poor old woman there whose name was Shivri. The rishis and munis were so proud of their devotion, of the practices which they were doing, that they never allowed Shivri to take water from the pond. They used the water and they did not like her at all. But Shivri was very devoted, and in the name of God Almighty, every morning she would clean the path on which they would go to the pond, and she would do whatever good she could do to serve them. She was doing all that in the name of God Almighty. Since she was also a very great devotee, and she always had the desire of serving the saints and Mahatmas, when she heard that Lord Rama was going to visit Pampasur, she thought, what if Lord Rama decides to come to the hut of this poor humble one? So she prepared herself for that possibility, and then she thought, well, what would I present him with if he were to come to my hut? So when she went into the jungle and picked him some berries, when she came home, she thought, what if these berries are not sweet? What if they are sour? So she started tasting them, and she was so much intoxicated in the remembrance and love of Lord Rama that she even forgot that by tasting those berries, she was contaminating them. Of course, Shivri was very low caste, actually an untouchable. She was what they call a bilni, black woman. And that's one of the reasons why the rishis and munis were not that happy with her. So that by tasting the berries, she was making it impossible by Hindu law for any higher caste Hindu to eat them. And Lord Rama, of course, was a kshatriya, a member of the second highest caste. He was a rightful king who was at this point deprived of his throne. But he was, compared to Shivri, very high caste. But anyway, when Lord Rama came to Pampasur, he did not go to the ashram of any rishi or muni. He did not care for going to any egoist rishis and munis. He went straight to the hut of that poor, humble Shivri, and he gave honor to her and glorified the hut of that poor Shivri, and he ate those contaminated berries. This is a very old story from the scriptures, but the reality is that around Master Kripal there were many learned people. Many rich and wealthy people were there around Master Kripal Singh. There were many people who held very high posts. Many great people used to go to him. But he chose to come to this poor one, just as Lord Rama chose to go to Shivri. In the same way, Lord Almighty Kripal chose to come to my home, and he blessed my home. He glorified my home. I had a very old desire that I should be able to feed my beloved master. As Bhai Gur Das has written in his Bani, if we are able to put even one grain in the mouth of a gurumukh, we get the benefit of performing millions of yajanas. So I had a desire that if my master would come to my home, I would feed him. When he came to my home, he graciously gave me the order and allowed me to send wheat and clarified butter to him from that time onwards. Afterwards, I used to send wheat and clarified butter to him. So this was a very old desire of mine, and he fulfilled that desire. So just as Lord Rama went to Shivri's home, and he didn't go to any other place, in the same way Lord Almighty Kripal came to my home, to this poor one's home, and he blessed me with his presence. Sanchi identifies himself with Shivri, which I find extremely moving. But if we remember in the story of the washerman's daughter, when he would tell that story, he identified himself with the washerman's daughter also. And both Shivri and the washerman's daughter were two extremely unlikely people to be beneficiaries of Master's grace, but they were, and it's very important that they were. And Sanchi's identification with them, to me, is a very profound thing. You have erased everyone's difficulties. You have known everyone's pains. Oh, Satguru, I am in your refuge. You are an ocean and I am your drop. You are my mother and father and brother. I am a beggar. You are the giver. Ajayb says, oh, Satguru Kripal, I am in your refuge. I am the beggar. You are the giver. You are my mother. You are my father, and you are my only brother. You sing the bhajan of Guru Nanak in which he says, O Lord, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend, you are everywhere. When you are over my head, whom do I have to fear? Dear ones, all those who have got this grace of meeting with the beloved Master within, they all have stretched out their hands and shouted aloud, O Lord, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend. When you are my protector everywhere, where would I find anyone else like you who would protect me everywhere? O Ajayb, this is the tale of lives. This is the story of birth after birth. O beloved Kripal Guru, my love with you is very ancient. This is the tale of Ajayb from birth after birth. In all the lives, this is the only story of Ajayb, that I had forgotten you. I had been separated from you and I did not know where you were. Now when I have come to your door and to your feet, you kindly connect me with you and you shower grace upon me. Dear ones, this is the story of everyone. This is the story of our soul, life after life, birth after birth, of the souls who are separated from God Almighty when they come back to Him. When they are able to reach His feet, they all say the same thing. O Lord, you kindly keep me at your feet. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj said, Brahma wrote the four Vedas, but still he could not understand the glory of the Master. And even though Sheshnag remembers God Almighty in thousands of different names every day, still he cannot know the glory of the Master. He cannot know the glory of God Almighty. In the same way, how can this poor Ajayb sing the glory of the Master? How can he know the glory of the Master? Sajubai said, even if I were to make the entire vegetation of this world into a pen, even if I were to convert all the water into ink and write on the entire surface of the earth, still I would not be able to do justice in writing the glory of the Master. So how can the poor soul sing the glory of the Master? Guru Nanak Sahib says, how can we glorify the Master? Because he is the owner of all. He is perfect and he is the competent one. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj also says, O Lord, if we were to call you the Sultan or the Emperor or the King, still we would not be praising you enough. Still we would not be singing your glory enough, because you are the Emperor of Emperors. You are the King of Kings. Guru Arjan Dev Ji said, O Lord, you are the limitless one. If I call you as the friend, how can I be describing your glory? How can I be glorifying you? Because you are limitless, and no one can understand your limits. Good night, everybody. And I want to read the last section of the last talk that Sanchi gave on that particular group on February 15th, 1997. It was his farewell talk for that group, and it was supposed to be a bhajan session, so it was never videoed. The video people had put their equipment away. We were leaving the next morning. We had gone into Delhi earlier that day, and there had been a big satsang out across the street from Mr. Oberoi's house, which was attended by a lot of people, including some sevadars of Master Kripal Singh that I had not seen in a long time, but whom I knew well from the old days. I was very happy to see them, and they were very happy to be there. And then we had come back, and shortly after we came back, we got together for this satsang, which, we, as I said, we thought would be a bhajan session, and it was for a while. The first 15 minutes or so, people sang bhajans. And then Sanchi wanted to talk. And I'm going to read the last, approximately the last half of the section of the talk. So, dear ones, I enjoyed meditating with all of you this past week. And remember, this was many of us, to all of us who were there, this was his last words. These were the last words that we heard him speak. except for the next morning when we saw him for darshan. He may have said a few things, but this was the last, I consider it the last words I ever heard Sanchi speak. And he knew what was going to happen, as is very obvious. You know that the relationship of the master with the disciple is made by God Almighty himself, and it cannot be broken. No power, no one, can break the relationship which has been formed between the disciple and the master. It is not that after you leave from here, the relationship is over. Guru Nanak Sahib says the true relationship never breaks because the Creator himself has made this relationship. So the masters always remember their disciples. Guru Nanak Sahib said that there are only two powers which do not forget anything. One is God Almighty and the other is the Master. Everything else is forgetful. But Master and God Almighty are not the forgetful ones. After giving us the initiation, they never forget us. What to talk about forgetting us? They never even go away from us. They are always with us. They are always looking at us. And they always take care of us, just as the mother takes care of her child. In the same way, the masters always take care of their disciples. Guru Gobind Singh has said that all masters always make prayers. They always request to Lord Almighty for the well-being of their disciples. Guru Gobind Singh has said, O Lord, may all my disciples live in comfort and peace. All the disciples, all my family members. They understand all the initiates whom they have initiated as their family members. And that's why they always request, they always pray to God Almighty. They are my family members and I wish, I pray for them that whatever time they may live in this world, they may live comfortably and happily. And also that they may do the meditation of Shabad Nam, so that they may return to their real home. There was a dear one of Swamiji Maharaj who used to go to have his darshan once every month. When his time came near, Swamiji Maharaj said to him, Dear one, you should have the darshan of the Master in abundance and dwell on this form of the Master within you, because next month I will not be able to meet with you. So it was his grace that he made him realize that he should have the darshan of the Master. So, dear ones, in the same way, this is also the grace of Lord Sawan and Kripal, that God gives us so many opportunities to meet with each other. Again and again he is bringing you here. Again and again he is making me meet you. And again he is giving us the opportunities to do the meditation, to do the bhajan and simran. We will not get these blessed opportunities again. We will not get such grace again. So whatever time we have got, we should always appreciate it. Appreciate these trips, appreciate this opportunity, and dwell on the form of the Master within, and do bhajan and simran wholeheartedly. You know the condition of the roads in India, and especially in the place where I live, Rajasthan. The roads are terrible there. But still in this old age, carrying this old body, you know with how much difficulty I make this journey. I travel from so far and come here. So appreciate my coming here. Appreciate the time which is spent here. My work is only this, that you may wake up and you may do your bhajan and simran. When the dear ones come in the darshan and tell me about their experiences, that gives me immense pleasure. Dear ones, I have done the meditation in my life. I have suffered a great amount of hunger and thirst. I know the reason why my body is so weak. Since I gave up eating food for a very long time, that is why my food intake has been reduced, and still I am not able to eat very much. And you know that when you cannot eat enough food, when you cannot eat enough fruit and other things, then the life goes on only on the support of God Almighty. The meaning of saying this is that this relationship is very solid. It will never break. This is the reason that all the masters, all the saints, have said of their masters, "You are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend, you are everything." So, dear ones, this is an unbreakable relationship, and you should appreciate this. Now there is no more time to sleep. This is the time to wake up. So appreciate this time and make the best use of this time. Do not misunderstand my words. Don't think that I'm saying give up your relationship with your wife or your husband, or give up your homes, give up your families. I don't mean to say that. What I mean to say is that you should become sannyasis. You should become detached from all these things from within. You should do your meditation so much so that you may go within and reach that place after reaching which all the desires come to an end. I would like to remind all the dear ones of the words of beloved Lord Kripal. He used to say, "Give up hundreds of important works to attend satsang, and give up thousands of important works to sit for meditation." He also used to say, "Do not feed your body until you have fed your soul." The food for our body is the food which we eat, but the food for our soul is meditation. I wish all the dear ones all the best for your return journey. I hope and pray that all of you may return to your homes safely and happily. When you go back to your homes, please convey my much, much love to the dear ones, all the family members, because they are also as dear to me as you are. So please convey my love to all the dear ones, all the family members. And the work, the jobs that you have left for coming here, I hope that you will go back to those jobs and that you will also attend to the worldly responsibilities which you have got. And along with that, I hope you will do your bhajan and simran regularly and wholeheartedly, and you will attend the satsang. And also you should keep the diary. You must keep the diary. Regarding the diary, I always say that you should not make the filling of the diary as a rite and ritual. Once you have written down a mistake, once you have noted down this fault, that you have made this fault, you should not repeat that again. Because as I have often said, even one sin, one mistake which we make, makes our life very dry. So if you go on repeating the mistakes, if you go on filling up the diary form with all the mistakes, just imagine how much dryness will be created in our within, in our soul, and how much dirt of the karmas our soul will appreciate. Our soul will accumulate, excuse me. Our soul undoubtedly will not appreciate it. So that is why when you fill out the diary, whenever you realize that you have made a mistake, do not repeat it again. Make your life pure.
ये पास महल है कौन तुझे राधी ये मार्ग है पी जाए ये लोग सलाहे तां तेरी उपमा ये निंदा तां छोड़ ना
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਲੋਕ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰਨ ਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਚੰਗਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ 'ਚ ਤਾਂ ਕਿਹੜੀ ਚੰਗਿਆਈ ਸੀ ਉਹੀ ਚੰਗਿਆਈ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਬੈਠ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਜੇ ਲੋਕ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਿੰਦਣਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਠੀਕ ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਤੇਰਾ ਹੀ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਰਾਜ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਾਇਦ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰਾ ਕੋਈ ਬਿਹਤਰੀ ਸੋਚੀ ਹੈ
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਪੀਪਲ ਵੁੱਡ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਮੀ ਆਈ ਵਿਲ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਗੁੱਡਨੈਸ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਵਿਦਿਨ The only good thing which is in me is that you have manifested yourself in me. And that is why I don't have any good qualities in me. It is all your grace. And if people criticize me or insult me, even then I will think that there is some secret behind it. there is some way you are making things better for me, or you are thinking about my betterment.
Je lok salahe taan teri upma, je ninda taan chodna jai, je tud wal rehen taan koi kiho aakho, tud vise hai mar jai.
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜਿਆ ਰਹੇਗਾ, ਤੇਰੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਭੌਰਾ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਰਹੂੰਗਾ, ਦੁਨੀਆ ਕੀ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ? ਤੋ ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਣਾ, ਤੈਨੂੰ ਵਿਸਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਮੇਰੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਦੋਂ ਮੌਤ ਚੰਗੀ ਹੈ।
Now he said that if my attention will remain attached with you, and if I will always remain the lover of your feet, then what can the world do against me? And if I forget you, then it is better for me to die.
ਜੇ ਤੁਧ ਵਲ ਰਹੇ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਉ ਆਖੋ, ਤੁਧ ਵਿਸਰੇ ਮਰ ਜਾਈ, ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਾਈ ਗੁਰੇ ਉਪਰ, ਪੈ ਪੈਰੀ ਸੰਤ
ਹੁਣ ਕਿੰਨਾ ਪਿਆਰ ਹੈ, ਕਿੰਨੀ ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇਵ ਤੋਂ ਵਾਰੇ ਜਾਣਾ, ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਜਾਣਾ, ਬਲਿਹਾਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ। ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਗਲਤੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਰੀਂ ਪੈ ਕੇ ਮਨਾਉਣਾ ਹੈ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਰੁੱਸ ਜਾਵੇ, ਗੁਰੂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਫੇਰ ਜਾਵੇ, ਸੇਵਕ ਦੇ ਪੱਲੇ ਕੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ?
Now how much love, how much humility he has in his within. He says that I sacrifice myself, I lay down myself at the feet of the master for the master, and if I have made any mistake and if the master gets displeased with me, I bow down at his feet and try to please him again and ask for the forgiveness. Because if the master is displeased, who can forgive us? If God is displeased, the master can forgive us, master can make God forgive us, but if the master is displeased, not even God can make him forgive us.
ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਜਾਈ ਗੁਰੇ ਉਪਰ, ਪੈ ਪੈਰੀ ਸੰਤ ਮਨਾਈ, ਨਾਨਕ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਪਿਆ ਦੀਵਾਨਾ, ਹਰ ਤੋ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕੈ
ਹੁਣ ਕਿਤੇ ਤਾਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਤੇ ਗਰੀਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਿਤੇ ਦੀਵਾਨਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸਿਰਫ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਹੀ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਦੇ।
Now somewhere he calls himself as the poor one, somewhere he calls himself as the humble one, somewhere he calls himself as the mad or crazy one. He says that I am sitting here only for your darshan, kindly give me your darshan.
ਨਾਨਕ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਪਿਆ ਦੀਵਾਨਾ, ਹਰ ਤੋ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕੈ ਤਾਈ, ਚੱਕੜ ਚਾਂਗੀ ਮੀਹੋਂ ਵਰਸੈ, ਪੀ ਗੁਰ ਦੇਖਣ ਜਾਈ।
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਰਾਤ ਦਾ ਵਕਤ ਹੋਵੇ, ਝੱਖੜ ਵਗਦਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਅਗਰ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਮਲਾਪ ਦੀ ਸਿੱਖ ਉੱਠੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿ ਉਹ ਰੁਕ ਜਾਏਗਾ? ਉਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੁਕੇਗਾ।
Now he said that suppose it is the night time and there is storm outside and it is raining, and if the desire of going to see the master is created within the disciple, will he be stopped by all those outer hindrances? He said that no, he will not be stopped, he will definitely go to see the master.
Chakhde changi miho varsai, pi gur dekhna jai, samund sagar hove bokhara, gur sik lang guru pahjai.
ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਖਾਰੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਘਰ ਹੋਵੇ, ਹੱਥ ਪਾਈਏ ਹੱਥ ਗਲ ਜਾਣ, ਕਿ ਸਿੱਖ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਾਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਰੁਕ ਜਾਏਗਾ? ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੁਕੇਗਾ।
Now he says that suppose the home of the Sadguru is in the salty ocean, and if you put your hand in it, your hands get dissolved. If you put your feet in it, your feet get dissolved. Do you think that he will be stopped by all these outer hindrances? He says that no, he will not be stopped. He will go to see his master.
Samundar sagar hove boho khara, gur sik lang guru peh jai. Jyo prani jal bin hai marta, tiyo sik gur bin mar jai.
ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਸ ਲੱਗੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਪਾਣੀ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਉਹ ਸਿਸਕੀਆਂ ਲੈ ਲੈ ਮਰਦਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਦ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਨਾ ਮਿਲਣ. ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਦਰਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਚਾਟ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਇਸ਼ਕ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਐਸੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ.
Now he says that if it is like as if someone is thirsty and is not getting any water and is dying out of thirst. In the same way, the disciple who has the love for the master, when he does not have the darshan for the master, he dies like the person who is dying out of thirst. Those who become fond of the love of the master, those who become fond of the darshan of the master, their condition becomes like that.
Jyo prani jal bin hai marta, tyo sikh gur bin mar jai. Jyo tarti sov kare jal barse,
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਪਿਆਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਣੀ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਨ ਪੈ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਬੰਜਰ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ, ਬਰਾਨੀ ਜ਼ਮੀਨ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ, ਉਹ ਧਰਤੀ ਬੜੀ ਸੁਹਾਵਣੀ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੀ ਪਿਆਸ ਬੁੱਝ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ. ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਸ ਪਿਆਸੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਨੂੰ, ਤੜਫਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਨੂੰ ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਣ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਸਿੱਖ ਵੀ ਹਰਾ ਭਰਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦਾ ਦਿਲ ਵੀ ਗੁਲਾਬ ਦੇ ਫੁੱਲ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਖਿੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now he says that as the third, if the thirsty person gets the water, his thirst is quenched and a new life is put in his body, he is made alive. And in the same way, if it rains on the dry land, that dry land's thirst is also quenched and that also becomes green, that also becomes alive. In the same way, the disciple who has the thirst for the darshan of the master, when he gets the darshan of the master, his thirst is also quenched and he also becomes alive, he also becomes green in his within and he blooms like the flower of lotus.
Kabir sahib kehnde hai, aavat sadhna har khaya, jaat na diya roye, kahe kabir tain das ka kaaj kahan se hoye.
Kabir sahib says that those who do not become pleased looking at the master coming and those who do not become sad when the master is leaving, how can the disciples who have such attitude for the master progress in the path?
Jyo tarati sov kare jal barse, tyo sikh gur mil vigsai. Sevak ka hoy sevak varta, kar kar bino bulai.
Hun aap kehnde hai ki main ਇਹ ਮਾਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਿ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਸਿੱਖ ਹੈ. ਮੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਉਹਦਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਹੈ, ਪਿਆਰਾ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਧੰਨ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਤੂੰ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ, ਨਾਮ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ.
Now he says that I am not proud of being a good disciple of the master and I praise even the disciples who has been initiated by my master because I say that you are great. You are really great because you have got such a great master.
Sevak ka hoy sevak varta, kar kar bino bulai. Nanak ki benanti har pah, gur mil gur sukh pai.
Hun aap ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਅੱਗੇ ਫਰਿਆਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਤਾਂ ਹੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਐਸੀ ਅਕਲ ਆਈ, ਨਿਮਰਤਾ ਆਈ, ਸੁੱਖ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਆਈ.
Now he makes a request to Almighty Lord. He says that, Oh Lord, I got this humility, I got this peace only when I met the Master.
ਨਾਨਕ ਕੀ ਬੇਨੰਤੀ ਅਰਪੈ, गुर मिले गुर सुख पाई आपी गुर चिला है आपी गुर विच दी तुझे ते आई।
हुण आप कहंदे है हे परमात्मा तू आप ही गुरु बन के संसार विच आना है, आप ही अपनी खोज विच लग जाना है कि चेले विच बैठ के तू खोज करदा है, गुरु दे अंदर तू संदेश देने वास्ते आ जाना है, गुरु विच भी तू ही है चेले विच भी तू ही है। फर्क कहन लगे गुरु दे विच दी त्याया जाता है, फर्क इतना ही है कि जिमें उस्ताद दी विद्या जागी हुई है, जिहड़ा बच्चा है उहदी अजे विद्या सुती हुई है, गुरु दे अंदर वो ताकत प्रगट हुंदी है, शिष्य फिलहाल उस कोशिश दे विच लग्या है उस ताकत नूं प्रगट करन वास्ते।
Now he says, O Lord, you yourself come in this world, becoming the master, and you yourself start searching for your own self. Means that you start searching for Almighty Lord sitting within the disciple. You are in the disciple and you are in the master. The only difference is that the power in the master is manifested, whereas the power in the disciple is not yet manifested. It is like the knowledge is manifested in the teacher, but the knowledge is not manifested or not awakened in the student, but they both have that ability, but it is manifested in the teacher and not manifested in the student. In the same way, there is no difference between the disciple and the master except this, that the power of God is manifested in the master, whereas the disciple is still looking for it, he is still trying to manifest the power of God which he also has.
Jadon teacher kol MA di degree hai.
Our final bhajan is on page 3. Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face, your simple, simple face, your beloved form. In your face is seen the glory and radiance of God. You are the one who attracts my heart. Your beautiful forehead, the white turban, light shines from all parts. Your eyes are full with cups of love, and your eyebrows are emitting light. Your hair is like silken threads from which the radiance of God flashes. On each hair of your head, I sacrifice both the worlds. Seeing the beautiful face and listening to the dhun, I get the mark of the master. Your delicious words and sweet voice finish the heat of my heart. Your pure beard flows down your chest, becoming whiter and whiter, showering light. The color of Nam destroys ego. You are the one who teaches humility. Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face. This is a bhajan of Lord Kripal. When I was present one time at early on, 1978, at the 77 RB ashram, dear one sang it for Sanchi and Sanchi's presence. When she finished, Sanchi gave us a 5-minute talk about this bhajan. He said, in this bhajan, the whole of Sant Mat is presented. If you understand, comprehend what this bhajan is saying, you will understand and comprehend the entire path. And then he had it sung again. It was a very powerful time. Okay.
Piyare Sat Guru Aja Apani Surat Menu Vakaja Aja Piyare Sat Guru Aja Apani Sari surat teri piyari piyari murat teri siri sari surat teri piyari piyari murat teri. Yeah. dise dil nu lubhavan vale aaja aaja piya
Surat Menurut Kajah.
दाड़ी छती ते आवे बगी हो नूर बरसावे सूची दाड़ी छती ते आवे बगी हो नूर बरसावे लाली नाम दी बपाई मारे गाड़ी बीसी कावन वाले
Come, beloved Satguru, come and show me your face. The meaning of saying this is that this relationship is very solid. It will never break. This is the reason that all the masters, all the saints, have said of their masters, you are my mother, you are my father, you are my brother, you are my friend, you are everything. So, dear ones, this is an unbreakable relationship, and you should appreciate this. Now there is no more time to sleep. This is the time to wake up. So appreciate this time, and make the best use of this time. May God bless us all.